Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name?
My first and last name is Brenda Lamphere, LAMPHE. And I am calling in regard to a credit that was supposed to be issued. It was four charges that were I have no clue what it even is. They refunded three small amounts and did not give me back the 732. I have talked to customer service every day, and they said that on 12/26, they gave me a transaction number for the credit, and the 6732 has not gone back in. I'm a senior citizen that lives off of Social Security, and it overdrew my account. I had to pay a $35 overdraft fee. I am not happy. I've called every single solitary day. This was from 12/26. I know that it's 3 to 5 business days, but that's when it says that it was refunded, and it's not.
Yes, if you'll give me one moment, I'd be more than happy to look into that. It would take
Great.
just a moment, and so that can make sure I wasn't over the correct account. Could you verify the billing address for me, please?
15388 40th Avenue North, and that's Plymouth, Minnesota. And I'm going to try to be so kind and so patient with you, but just know that you are the 12th person I've talked to about this. This is really not a good thing. So I appreciate you checking into it. I have a transaction number for you. The joke is they said, oh, well, just have your bank call us. I called my bank and they laughed. They're like, you want me to call them and wait on hold and listen to crummy music? And I asked why they haven't put the money in. So this happened on my account without my knowledge, and I have no clue what the situation is, but I need the money put back, and at the very best, I'm still out $35 overdraft. Are you listening?
Yes, I am. I do apologize. It is just taking me a second as I was looking into that.
Okay,
and while I'm looking into that for you, Mass, you said the charge was for how much again, please?
6732. That did not. And here's the curious thing to me. Every charge, the 574 has one telephone number. The 399 has another telephone number. The 499 has another telephone number. The 6732 has another telephone number. And supposedly, they all go to the same company. So I'm not sure what scam is going on, but I didn't order this, receive it, and I need it back in my account.
Yes, I do completely understand. It will take me a moment as I do look into that and see exactly what all is going on. That way I do make sure I give you the correct information. It would just take one moment.
Sarah.
Ken, I really do want to thank you for your patience. So, yes, I am showing that the refund was issued on 12/26. However, it can take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that
okay.
to show back in your account. And I'm showing today
right.
would just be the 4th business day.
Right. But see, here's the deal. All of the other small little charges, went in on the 27th. It was, they gave me a transaction number, they gave me a confirmation cancellation number, and they were all supposedly put in. And they said, oh, no, we're showing that it was, you know, put in. And here's your transaction number, 7914895213. I have a whole lot of phone numbers. I have a whole lot of stuff. I'm a 68-year-old woman that's trying to just get back what was taken out without my permission or knowledge. And I need you to do some backtracking from then, because I don't believe it was put in, and neither does the bank. It's not tied to that transaction number. Only the three charges of $4.99, $3.99, and $5.74. That's the only thing tied to that transaction number. So we need to issue the 6732. And it didn't take 3 to 5 days to get it out of my account for zero reason. I don't know why it would take 3 to 5 days to get it put back in. I cannot incur any more overdraft fees because of this.
Yes, I am showing where the 6732 was refunded, and you said that transaction ID again was for me, please?
7914895213. The bank says that 6732 is not tied to that transaction. The 499, the 399, the 574 is. Not the 6732, which was made the biggest impact on my budget.
If you'll give me just one moment to check one more thing for you, we'll take just a moment.
Sarah, don't forget to use those plastic. Are you still on hold?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Do you want to take this?
I don't. Okay. But it's still good.
I know. That's why.
You eat it.
I know. I'm not hungry yet.
No.
I had 3 eggs.
Okay, stop. I would like it if you would please put that at the barber shop. 6:45 minutes. God, starving. Or something like that. I've been running up for days.
I'm still on your way. Quick.
I got to do this.
I know it.
I've spent a total of 2 hours on the phone trying to get back what was taken.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is how much it's called. So, yes, Sarah.
And I really do apologize, and I really do want to thank you for your patience, as that is just taking one moment for me to look further into that.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Sarah. I gotta cut that off.
Okay.
It's freezing. Hold it. I think because you turned the air down.
Just
the
heat.
Yeah, good. Then I,
when I woke up. So. Okay. Here's Pepsi.
What?
here's Coca-Cola.
Well, I'm going to save that for my lunch. Okay. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. Turn this thing on. And... oh.
And I really do want to thank you for all of your patience. I have spoken with our processing department. They did look into that for me, and they are showing where the 6732 was refunded.
Okay, I'm telling you, and my bank is telling you, I can send you a screenshot of the other three deposits that came in all together. The 6732 was not received. It is not in pending mode. My banker said it was not tied to that transaction number. Like I said, you're my 12th person I've talked to. Just please refund. It didn't go through. It isn't in. I can send you my bank statement. I can do anything you need. It is not in. It's not pending. It's not forthcoming. So can you please reissue? If I cannot, this is so mortifying. Your people can say it was issued. It's my bank. And I've spoken to my banker, and it is not there.
Yes, I do apologize. However, we wouldn't have any way of resending that through until the 3 to 5 business day processing time has ended, as our system will not allow us to reissue a refund until the processing time.
Okay, this is silly. It's so embarrassing. Okay, it did not come through. It's not tied to the transaction number you gave me. So you're saying today's day 4. The other ones came through a long time ago, and I don't know. I don't know what to say. You want me to call tomorrow on the 5th day?
Tomorrow would not be considered a business day. The 5th business day would not be until end of business Monday.
Okay, do you see any reason why the bank would say there is not a 6732 tied to that transaction fee?
I'm not showing any reason they would be saying that, as I have spoken with the processing department and they are advising that that was sent through. However, it does take 3 to 5 business days.
Sorry. So virtually, they're calling you a liar, and it's just a wonderful thing going on. Okay, so I'm going to call you on Monday and tell you the same thing that I'm telling you now, and then you can do something.
Monday would be the fifth business day, and it can take to the end of business on the fifth day.
So you're telling me to call you Tuesday now? Do you understand that your people are saying it's been delivered? My bank is telling me that with that transaction number, those three small, $399, $499, $574, are tied to that transaction number and nothing else. So it could be an error on your side rather than Bank of America, which could appeals to me a little bit more on the large corporation.
Yes, I do completely understand. I really am sorry. However, there is anything else we would be able to do until after the 3 to 5 day processing periods. Our system will not allow us to do anything else until after it has been the 5 business days.
You guys hide behind a lot of stuff. This is a scam.